Hello, and welcome to Only Mr. God Knows 2026, Episode 2. We are here with our annual guest, Chris Wade, to check in on America. How's America doing?
Well, how much time you got?
Of course, it is Only Mr. God Knows, the extended promotion for Eurovision, where I ask people to give me their opinions of this year's crop of Eurovision songs. I'm going to say up front, Chris, the vibes over here are rancid.
Yes. Okay. I want to talk about all of this. Hello, I'm very grateful to be back. This is one of my favorite annual podcast appearances. I love getting this exposure to Eurovision. I love getting my annual patch updates for my various cultural and ethnic prejudices against various types of Europeans through a single pop song.
Yep.
I just want to assure your listeners that I take this very seriously. I watched every single one of the submission videos yesterday, and not just the 17-minute supercut. I tapped into the full-length videos. I spent about 2 hours last night watching Eurovision videos and taking notes on them. So I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go.
Hell yeah. I am. Man, we can get into it. I'm gonna set some scenes to you here, because I do love that this is your annual exposure to, you know,
the entirety of European culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Asia's most arrogant subcontinent. And I love it. It's kind of like being explained, like, this continent to you via, like Plato's caves.
Yes, like, exactly. It's all shapes and forms.
Yeah. The context over here is that there was this huge conference with the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, in, God, was that? That was November last year, where basically the EBU pulled a little cheeky move and said, we're going to have two votes. One is we're going to improve voting rules, because we're not going to say it out loud, but Israel's been cooking the televote for the last 2 years.
Wow, and I'm shocked. I'm absolutely... I could not be more surprised that something like that might be going on, especially regarding that specific country.
Oh, absolutely. What? The cyber warfare country has,
yes,
intervened with probably the cheapest built app, the Eurovision voting app. Okay, so there's that. We're improving the voting rules. And the second vote is, as per request of Spain and Slovenia, we're going to have a vote about whether Israel gets kicked out or not.
Mm-hmm.
Fun caveat, though. If you vote yes for the first vote, we won't have the second vote.
Okay, so that was the EBU making that. Okay,
yeah.
So kind of rigging it there. So you can either have a fair Eurovision, or you get to, like, okay.
Well, it's like there's four options. It's like yes, yes, no, no, yes, no, no, yes.
They're setting up a little bit of a prisoner's dilemma there.
Yeah. Because it was like, what if the vote against Israel doesn't go our way?
And yes, then they rig it anyway. So yeah. And so, can you really count on whatever it is, 37 plus European countries to go the way the two brave European countries go?
Well, like, this was the thing. It was meant to be like, it was high hopes, because it was meant to be a secret ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So it meant that, like, the broadcasters could have done this and then say, like, oh, I voted to keep them in. I don't know what happened. But they wouldn't, like, they'd have no concrete proof.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're talking about, like, the German national broadcaster, the Austrian national broadcaster
having to, like, come out and say straight up, we want Israel out of this thing.
Yeah, they were never going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
The head of the Austrian national broadcaster went and visited fucking Herzog, like, as this vote was happening.
I mean, and the real disappointing thing about this whole thing, I mean, this is getting way ahead, is that the Israeli song on this is too mid to even be offensive. You know, last year you said they had that whole backstory of it. It initially was like a very, very much like an October 7th related song, or maybe that was like 2 years ago.
That was 2 years. It was immediately after. Yeah.
And then they, like, changed it. But this